The Dangerous Dreidel Ride by Heike Halpern. King Rimpu lived in a tall white castle high on a hill in the kingdom of Mirup. Around the castle stood 10 tall gates with 10 tall guards holding 10 great spears. Everyone called the guards the Dinks, because no one could think of a better name for them. 10th in the row of the 10 tall guards stood Donnie the Dink. He was the smallest of all the Dinks, but he stood straight and proud in his place at the end of the row just the same. Very often, King Rimpu would call for a Dink to come to the palace and help him. Then Dunk the Dink, the head of all the Dinks, would choose a helper to help the king. But Donnie was never called. "What about me?" he would ask. "You?" Dunk would say, looking down his Dinkish nose. "Why, the king couldn't see you even if you came to him. You're too small." And all the Dinks would grin, a great Dink grin, as Donnie went sadly back to his place at the end of the row. "One day you'll see," Donnie would say. "One day you'll see what I'm for. Everyone's special sometime in some way. One day you won't laugh any more." But the days and months went slowly by, and Donnie still stood straight and proud in his place at the end of the row. Winter came. Day after day the snow fell fast, until Mirup looked as if it were covered with thick white blankets. Shiny icicles hung like long noses from the palace gates where the frozen Dinks stood holding their long spears. It was the month of Kislev, and King Rimpu was very busy. But what he was doing no one could say for sure. A long wooden woodshed stood below the palace, and every day King Rimpu would go there with one or two Dinks who helped him in some mysterious way. "What is he doing in there?" the people wondered. "What do you think is inside? All of the windows are covered with ice, and you couldn't see in if you tried. Do you think?" asked a girl with wide-open eyes. "Do you think it's some sort of Hanukkah surprise?" But no one could say for sure, except the Dinks. The Dinks knew what was happening. They knew all about King Rimpu's secret. Every day one Dink was chosen to help the king inside the long wooden woodshed. There, he would sit and polish heaps and heaps of silver coins and pile them up into great big piles of Hanukkah geld. On the first night of Hanukkah, King Rimpu was going to give Hanukkah geld to all the children of Mirup, who had learned well during the year. There would be lots of fun on that first night of Hanukkah, and everyone at the palace was busy preparing for it. The 10 palace cooks were making dozens and dozens of crispy golden brown latkes. Some of the Dinks were bringing all sorts of things from the town to the palace. Other Dinks were polishing the king's menorah to make it shiny and bright. The menorah stood very, very tall, higher than high. It came right to the top of King Rimpu's golden crown. King Rimpu had one more special secret that no one except the Dinks knew about. On the hill, right near the first palace gate, stood a little house. This was the house where the Dinks ate their lunch every afternoon. In a room, in the back of the little house, the biggest, strongest Dinks were busy building the biggest dreidel you've ever seen. The carpenter Dinks were cutting the wood, making the dreidel look just as it should. The painter Dinks were painting the letters, and some Dinks were buyers and bringers and getters. They came with the things that were needed, each one doing his part, so the job would get done. Everyone looked very busy, except for poor Donnie the Dink, who still stood straight and proud at his place at the end of the row. Poor Donnie, who never was called to come and help the king. "One day they'll see," he said to himself. "One day they'll see what I'm for. Everyone's special sometime in some way. One day they won't laugh anymore." At last the first night of Hanukkah arrived. Everything was almost ready. Big stacks of latkes were heaped up high on great round trays in the kitchen. The shiny menorah was standing tall and proud, ready to be lit. Piles of Hanukkah geld were stacked in the wooden woodshed, where no one could see them, because the Dinks had locked the door with a great wooden key. The giant dreidel stood in its place in the little house at the first palace gate. It would be the last Hanukkah surprise. First, King Rimpu would open the woodshed door with the great wooden key. Then he would give Hanukkah geld to all the children. Next, the woodshed Dinks would call the Dinks in the little house at the first palace gate with a great big shout. Then the Dinks at the gate would bring the giant wooden dreidel out. The sky grew dark and the stars came out. In every front window in Marup, the first Hanukkah light twinkled. Up on the hill, on the palace window sill, stood King Rimpu's menorah, shining brightly for all of Marup to see. Soon a great crowd of people gathered near the hill. King Rimpu had told everyone to come. Little people, big people, young people, old. Everyone waited outside in the cold. Even the girl with the wide-open eyes stood near the woodshed to see the surprise. They began to cheer as King Rimpu came out of the palace door and down the white stone steps. He took a great wooden key from his big velvet pocket. He put it into the lock on the woodshed door and turned it with a great big click. He turned it again and again and again, but nothing happened. The door didn't open. Poor King Rimpu! He twisted and twiddled the key in the door until his face turned blue. Then he pulled it and pushed it and twiddled some more. Until snap! It broke and fell on the floor. With a great big shout, the two biggest dinks came running to help open the door. They banged all over that door and tried to make it come down. They banged it with hammers, with shoes and with sticks, with rocks and with stones and with big heavy bricks. But the door stayed shut. Now the dinks who were waiting in the little house at the palace gate could not see what was happening at the wooden woodshed, but they did hear the great big shout, and they thought it was the signal to bring the dreidel out. So out they came, panting and puffing, all red in the face, trying to get the dreidel in place. They pushed it and pulled it and spun it around. "This isn't funny," they said with a frown. "We're slipping and falling. There's ice on the ground." "We have to try," said one tall dink, "to get it down the hill. We'll push it hard and spin it fast, and even faster still. But I'm afraid of all this ice. We'll slip and fall. We will." And they did. With a great big kerthunk, the dinks fell in a big heap on the ground. They looked up just in time to see the dreidel spinning away. "Oh, no," they cried, covering their eyes. "The dreidel will crash into those rocks at the side of the road and smash into a thousand pieces." The dreidel spun closer and closer to the great big rocks at the side of the road. Suddenly, Donnie the Dink, the only dink who was still standing straight and proud at his place at the end of the row, looked up and saw the dreidel spin by, quick as a wink. He jumped up high and landed right on top of it. Holding on tightly, he steered the dreidel away from the rocks and down the hill. Down, down, down he spun, right towards the crowd of people who were waiting at the long wooden woodshed with its door locked tight. "Make way! Make way! Please move aside! I'm riding a dangerous dreidel ride!" Then with a great big crash and a great big roar, Donnie and dreidel smashed right through the door and came to a wobbly stop on the floor. Right in front of the Hanukkah gelt. "Three cheers for Donnie!" everyone cried. Donnie opened the woodshed door. King Rimpu cheered too. He said to Dunk, the head of the dinks, "I could use a helper like that to help me here." So Dunk turned to Donnie with a big smile and said, "Donnie, King Rimpu needs you." That's how Donnie the Dink, smallest of all the dinks, gave out the Hanukkah gelt to all the children of Marup, who had learned well that year. Then, when everyone was ready to go into the palace and eat the dozens of crispy brown latkes, they put Donnie on their shoulders and carried him high above the heads of the crowd. Everyone was so proud of him. Smallest of dinks at the end of the row, Donnie the Dink rode over the snow. Everyone saw how he'd steered and held tight on his dangerous dreidel ride Hanukkah night. Everyone knew he had helped save the day, little Donnie the Dink, in his own special way.